You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
A prop to play.
Okay, Chelsea, you're generally very good with your props, so I want to hear what you have to offer here. What do you got?
All right, first off, I'm going to do a prop with an assist to Joe G of BetQL Daily because he came on our show yesterday and made a really good case for Jalen Hurts and his rushing prop. Right now it's 49.5 over at BetMGM.com. If you don't bet on your computer like a total nerd. But Jalen Hurts has hit his number 9 games this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Joji was talking about this Bucs defense against running quarterbacks and how effective running quarterbacks have been against the Bucs. Because if you look at Cam Newton, Sam Darnold, Taysom Hill, Josh Allen, Carson Wentz, and Daniel Jones, all have combined to rush for 5.8 yards per carry. That is from Joe G's article. Go to his Twitter, Joe Giglio Sports, and find it. There's a lot of great information in that article. But still, like, I think that the Eagles are going to have a tough time, conjuring some offense. And usually the go-to when teams are struggling, teams that are a little bit, up and down, Jalen Hurts is going to run the football. So I think it's more, the fact that he will be trying to run the football. It's not just the great matchup. It's also that I think that they're going to struggle. And Jalen Hurts is going to want to get first downs. This is a playoff game. He's going to be putting everything on the line, and a lot of it for quarterback rushing props is choice. So I'm going to go Jalen Hurts over his rushing prop of 49.5 yards over at BetMGM.
Okay, I'm going to go with a rushing prop as well. I'm going to go the under for Devin Singletary, which is set at 64.5, and I think this is just way, way too high.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
He's eclipsed this total in 3 out of his last 4, but this trend is not going to continue on Saturday. Singletary's averaging just over 51 yards per game this season. And look at what he's done against the Patriots in 2 games this season. Ran for 36 against the Pats back in Week 13, 39 against the Pats in Week 16. Plus, we've talked about how cold and snowy it's going to be in Buffalo. I know they may have to rely more on their ground game, but I think it's going to be tough sledding for Buffalo on the ground because of the weather. We're probably going to see an under in this game. And even though the Bills have gotten better in the last few weeks on the ground, 64.5 is way too high for a guy that, again, is averaging just over 51 yards per game for the season on the ground. So give me the under, 64.5 rushing yards for Devin Singletary. What else you got?
All right, I'm looking at Najee Harris and taking his over on his rushing prop that has not been posted yet. So a lot of it depends on the number. But this is a good matchup here for the Steelers run game. The Chiefs run defense averages the 7th most yards per carry, clocking in at 4.5 yards per carry opposing teams. And if you watch the game last time out, the Broncos ran all over these Chiefs. Melvin Gordon rushed for 110 yards, averaging 9.2 yards per carry with a touchdown. Najee Harris also had 93 rush yards last time out against these very Chiefs. I know a lot of that was in garbage time, but I still think he has a big game here. He's gone 90-plus in three of his last five games. So let's go Najee Harris over his rushing prop. Hopefully it's in the 70s, and I will like it.
All right. I like that quite a bit as well. I like your prop. No, I'm not going to do that. I just started getting an idea
I know.
You're right. I'm not even going to go into it. I have one more prop for you. Leonard Fournette, anytime touchdown for Tampa Bay. That's at minus 125. He returns to the Tampa lineup after being injured. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, the Bucs should score a lot of points here. They've scored at least 30 points in 7 of their 8 home games this year. So that's a lot of opportunities for a guy like Fournette to get into the end zone. And remember, this is a guy who doesn't just run the football. He's very good at catching passes out of the backfield. He averages almost 27 yards per game as a receiver. So Tom Brady uses him on the ground, uses him in the flat. He's going to get a lot of run in this game because, as we know, with Chris Godwin out, with Antonio Brown done, they need weapons on that offense to step up, and Leonard Fournette is a huge weapon. And before he was injured, he had scored a touchdown in 3 out of his last 4 games. I expect him to get plenty of use against the Eagles. Give me Leonard Fournette, anytime touchdown, just a little juicy, minus 125 at BetMGM.
I think the game that might be good for anytime touchdowns is the Niners-Cowboys. It's the highest total on the board, and with so many offensive playmakers, like if you're looking for a good game for offensive scoring, Debo Samuel plus 100 anytime touchdown, I think I will be sprinkling a little on that as well.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.